Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your inspiration that I can believe, that I believe, and therefore I speak that not by power nor by might, by your Spirit, because this is such a profound, beautiful truth of your kingdom coming, you ruling and reigning, and you've been a reality for the believers. In you we live and move and have our being. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This is such a vast and beautiful subject, and just touching on this. This is the beginning of the kingdom of God on earth, starting up in heaven, and its implications in for this earth is to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven through true believers that love the truth and abide in the word. So yeah, thank you, Lord, as we already prayed for clarity with this. Psalm 110, we're just going to do verse 1.
The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.
Hallelujah. This is a prophetic word, and one of the prophetic words, you know, that once Jesus comes and sits on the right hand of the Father, from that moment, all the wrong things, all unrighteousness and self-righteousness is going to be dealt with. The devil, death, hell, all these things are going to be dealt with. And this is also the fulfillment of what Jesus said, your Father knows what you need. And so he said that our Father will name is going to be hallowed, and the kingdom is going to come on earth as it is in heaven, that his will be, and all that his will be done. And all that came because of what Jesus has done, and his death, his burial, and his resurrection. So, and when you look at all the prophecies that speaking about Jesus coming, we can see, guys, this has all happened. All the prophetic words are, with Nebuchadnezzar, we had that where the stone will come, and then it will smash all the smash all the other kingdoms, and this stone will grow into a mighty mountain, a mighty kingdom. That's all happened in Jesus. Jesus was the firstborn. He was the first one that came, and then the prophecies also, in the midst of darkness, they saw a light. Where's that in Isaiah 9, I think? And then he will be called a wonderful counselor, and of the I'm just touching, and of the increase of government there will be no end. And so all the other some other prophecies were the stone which the builders rejected, Psalm 118, has become the chief cornerstone, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The turning point, guys, is when we look to the Savior, call on the Savior, and the Savior has actually looked to us, and his words actually is in John 15, I called you and I called you to bear much fruit. So the reality of the goodness of God has come in Jesus, you know, and that there when he came up, and oh yeah, in Revelations chapter 4, there you've got the picture. Remember, the book of Revelations is about the revelation of Jesus. So it's what has Jesus made available? What is in Jesus? What does he stand for? What is his heart? And what is his mission? And that's what it's all about. And in Revelations 4, they in heaven, they say there's a call. Who is worthy? There's God the Father sitting with the scroll. The scroll is the plan, the book of life, the intentions for the kingdom to come on earth, for the salvation of mankind. It's all the mysteries, every hidden truth that is there to be revealed. He says, who is worthy to open the scroll? And they find no one worthy. And then there's despair. But then someone says, ha, no, there. Behold the Lamb. He is worthy. Amen. And they looked and they don't see a lamb, they see a lion. Because Jesus is the Lion of Judah. He has conquered. And then Jesus comes. And he comes and he takes the scroll and he sits down. And then it goes on. They start singing a new song. That's a new covenant. Guys, it started 2,000 years ago. There is no place in history and where this new birth, this new kingdom, this new life, this manifestation of Jesus, it's always been there, but its implications for this world started then. It's like, you know, when a child is born, the place when the child is born and when the child starts, it's when two seeds come together, when the woman's seed and the man's seed, what's it, 23 chromosomes, 23, 23, they come together. That's a sign, something, there is a child that is born. It's in the mother, but that's a first, that's a place where a child is really born. And then later it comes out in the open and then it grows. And this is also the implications of the Jesus coming, living the true life, the way, the truth, and the life on earth, dying for us, for all mankind, going into Abram's bosom, going into hell, and then the Bible says, leading captivity captive, taking them all up into heaven, heavenly places. This is where it all started, when that blood was accepted. The kingdom of God was able to come on earth as it is in heaven. And this is a beauty, guys. We've got to understand this and we've got to see it. It was the birth of the new church. It was first Jesus, then it was the 12 disciples that became apostles. And these are stones. They all built in. Jesus is the cornerstone. And then these other stones came into the picture. And then we've got, through the last 2,000 years, you've got others coming in, and we also are stones now in this kingdom, and we come into this for the place now where this we very close to all darkness being taken out of the picture. As I said earlier, heaven in its totality. So this goodness, this day of salvation came for mankind to come out of darkness into the light. It came 2,000 years ago. We experience that, but now it is growing to fill this earth as the waters cover the sea. So, there's just so many scriptures I can share with you and that, guys, but just look to Jesus. I love Hebrews. Where is it? Hebrews chapter 2. He says, "Though look away from all the distractions and look to Jesus." Amen? And when we look to Jesus, he's the author of our faith. And then he's also the perfecter of our faith. And then we experience that which has been set out for us so as we can play a part in this great salvation, in being the sons that creation has been waiting for. The Bible says creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. So guys, love and what's your proof of your love for God? Jesus says it in John 14, if you love me, you'll abide in my word and I will reveal myself to you. So love God's word. And when you love God's word, the realities of his presence, his provision, his kingdom plan, it all comes to pass in your life. Amen. So it started 2,000 years ago, but it's manifesting and growing. I love John. He says a beautiful scripture. In 1 John, he says, starts off there with that his fellowship is with the Father and Son. His fellowship was with the Son in his earthly life, but then the Son went away, as he said, for a little while, but then he came back and he met them and he told them, wait for the Holy Spirit, and then they received the Holy Spirit, and then they were brought into relationship, into fellowship with the Father and Son. Says our fellowship is with the Father and Son. But then he also goes and he writes on further. He says that the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining 2,000 years ago, guys. And how much more now? So be strong, take hold, know this great salvation has come, and look to Jesus and press into Jesus. He who finds his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my name's sake will find it. And he says, lo, I'll be with you, as he did with his disciples. Lo, I'll be with you until the end of this age. This age, this darkness is passing away. The Old Testament, the temple worship, the shadows all passed away. The realities are here now, but there's a passing away. The devil is still around, lying, stealing, killing, and destroying. But it's that time is coming to an end, guys. And it's going to take his body, his true believers, those that are married to the Lord, to look to the Lord and stand fast in the goodness. Arise and shine, for your light has come.
Thank you, Lord, for helping us, giving us the desire and the power to grow until full day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.